This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, Gillespie wins the tip, and they bring the ball down and immediately kick it off their foot out of bounds. And so that's the way this one gets started, with the Miners making the first turnover of the night. And now the Toppers with the ball. They'll swing it around the perimeter. To Vogel it goes. Down in the corner to Andre. Andre will drive baseline. He'll stop. He'll pop. No, he'll give to Vogel, and Vogel will take that shot. And Drake Vogel gets bottom of the net. And just like that, Hillsboro is up 3-0. So the Miners now, Barrett with the ball at the head of the key. He has the pass deflected. Vogel takes it. He's going to go all the way. He'll spin to the basket. He's going to be bumped by Zinner. So Blake Zinner will pick up the foul. And to the free throw line to shoot a pair will be Drake Vogel. Vogel shooting two. First one's up, and the first one's good. He'll get another one at the 7:08 mark. Hillsboro has opened up a 4-0 lead. Second free throw's up, but it's good as well. Make it 5 points for Vogel, no points for the Miners. Hillsboro with the lead, Gillespie with the ball. Barrett bringing it down on a dribble. He'll go up top to Cravagna from the head of the key. It will not go. Tekin comes up with the rebound. Back the other way go the Toppers. It is Andre. Thought about a reverse layup. Instead, he'll send it out in the corner. And it's bottom of the net. Guess who? You got it. Drake Vogel with his second tray. I had to wait because the athlete or the student body from Hillsboro standing here on the edge of the stage, and I can't see the other end. Now Zinner with a shot. It's up and no good. Out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Dylan McCamick. Thank you. Thank you. All right, so it'll be inbounds pass. Comes into Barrett. He'll drive spin. No good. Up with a rebound. No good is Cravagna. Second attempt is good as Anthony Cravagna gets his first basket. Had to do a little adjusting of the crowd here as the kids needed to back up a little from the edge of the stage so I could see the corner of the floor. They obliged, and I wish to, on the air, thank them very much. Well-disciplined kids, very respectful, said, oh, yeah, no problem, sir. And we go on with the game, and with the ball is Gavin Matush. He'll kick it out to Tekin. Tekin's going to bring it on the dribble to Vogel. Oh, Vogel's had the hot hand, but he'll pass up that three. Instead, he'll give it to Matush at the elbow. He'll swing it back up top to Tekin. Tekin's going to dribble from left to right. Now he'll give the ball up to Vogel, otherwise known as Hot Hand. Into the corner, Andre, thinking about a three. Instead, he'll skip it all the way across to Tekin. Tekin over at the free throw line, extended on the left side, skips it back to Vogel. Vogel stands there, takes one jam step, and then he'll pull back and give to Tekin. Tekin back to Vogel. Vogel going to look inside. It's not there, so he'll go to Andre. Andre will drive that baseline off the glass, a little strong. There with the rebound, however, is Matush. His shot will not go, and Gillespie comes away with it. 8-2 is the topper lead here in the early going. Shot is deflected as Cravagna thought he was fouled. Referee said he got all ball, and therefore it'll go out of bounds. Last touch by Dylan McCamick. McCamick and the Toppers will set their defense up. They'll go inside to Barrett. Barrett's shot's going to be deflected, but a foul going to be called on this one is going to go against Nick Andre, as Andre swatted at the ball, and that's going to send Barrett to the free throw line to shoot two. He'll take a couple of dribbles. He'll eye it. He'll try it. He can't buy it as it comes up short on front iron. Second free throw attempt for Barrett at the 4:55 mark. 8-2 is the topper lead. Barrett's going to eye it again. Barrett's going to try it again. Barrett's going to buy it this time. So he's 1-for-2 at the free throw line. And so at the 4:50 mark, it is 8-3. Hillsboro with the lead. Tekin going to the basket. Zinner, flat-footed, just reached up, put that paw in the air, and blocked that shot. Back the other way, Barrett with a three, comes up short. Fighting for the rebound, it's going to be Billy Gill. and it's off of his hands and out of bounds. They're going to say it'll belong to the Toppers. Gill had a handle on it, but then he lost it and went off of his leg out of bounds. And so the Toppers get a break at the 4:35 mark here in the first quarter. 8-3, Toppers with the lead and the ball. Andre has it over on the left wing. He'll get a screen from Matush. Now he'll get off to Tekin. Tekin lost the handle, but he's able to regain as Gill was giving him some tough defense there. He gets rid of the ball, and they'll reset the offense. It's like a 1-2-2 zone being played by the Miners here this evening. Andre with the ball. Andre with the shot. Andre with Nope. They gave him two. I'm sorry. He was awfully close to the three-point line, but not quite over. That makes it 10-3. Toppers with the lead. McGill comes around the corner. Gill comes around the corner and gives it off to Barrett. Barrett up top gives off to Gravagna. Gravagna is doing a little dribble weave with a five out over here. He'll give to Barrett. Barrett drives the lane and kicks it out to Ottersburg. Off to Gravagna. Just inside the three-point line, Gravagna gets two. So that second bucket of the game for Anthony Gravagna makes it a 10-5 count at the 3:30 mark. Andre with a three. It's up. It's short. Coming up with the rebound is Billy Gill. Back the other way go the Miners as they'll get it over to Gravagna. He'll drive the baseline on the right side, then dish it off to Barrett for a long high three. It won't go. Zinner got the rebound, and on the floor, somebody went over the top on him. I believe they're going to call that on Andre, and for Nick, that will be his second foul. So Andre has two fouls in the first 5 minutes of the game, and he'll have a seat. He will have a replacement coming in for him, and that'll be Dylan Smale. Barrett going to fire from the baseline over on the right side. It won't go. Smale comes up with a loose ball, and away we go the other way. Brock Bolivar also in the ball game for the Toppers. Out to Tekin on the baseline. His jumper's no good. They'll fight for the rebound. Going to go off Ottersburg, and it will be Hillsboro ball. Miner's going to bring a couple of substitutions in as Bobby Robbins comes in, and I believe that is Brock Fredericks as well. As having a seat will be Zinner and Gill. Toppers inbound. Shot is off the iron a little bit too strong. That one fired up there by Bolivar. Back quickly goes Barrett. He'll go to the hole. Off the glass and good. A nice cutting layup there by Frankie Barrett as he gets the bucket, and he has 3 points. Over to Tekin it goes. Tekin gets the ball inside to Matush. Matush shots up, and no good. Long rebound comes back to Vogel. Vogel gives it off on the wing to Bolivar. Bolivar kicks it back up top, and they'll swing it around the corner to Dylan Smale. Smale gives it off, and inside it'll go to Matush. Matush is going to be hacked in the act. I believe Ottersberger will get the foul. Yes, Alex Ottersberg. Ottersberg picks up his first, team second. To the free throw line, Gavin Matush to shoot two. First one's up, it rims out, he'll get another. He'll take a couple of dribbles. Now he'll eye it. Now he'll try it. He can't buy it as that kicked off back iron hard, jumped up in the air, and when it came down, it landed in the arms of Frankie Barrett. Reach-in foul going to be called on the Toppers as this one's going to go against Dylan Smale. Smale will pick up his first, team's third, and so Gillespie will inbound in front of the Hillsboro bench. Down to 2:10 and counting. 10-7 is the Topper lead. Oh, Smale that time miscalculated where the man was going, and he ran right into him for a blocking foul. Smale has picked up his second. Andre on the bench has two. And with 2:09 to go here in the first quarter, Robbins is going to exit the action as Blake Zinner will return to the lineup for the Miners. Gravagna will get the ball in, giving it to Brock Fredericks, the 5'6 junior. Fredericks going to drive down the left side. Now he'll pull up. He'll go back around the top. Give it off to Barrett. Barrett's over on the left side. He'll do a little dribble weave as he'll give to Gravagna. Now off to Fredericks. Baseline pass to Barrett. He tried to go up, and before he did, he shuffled his feet for the second turnover against the Miners. Robbins back into the lineup. Zinner back out. 1:49 to go, first quarter. 10-7. Hillsboro with the lead and the ball. Teakin with it up top. Jay swings it over to the other side. Now back it goes to Gavin Matouche. Matouche back to Teakin for three. Nope, off the iron a little strong. Kicks back. Miners come up with it. Lead pass to Barrett, but as Smale was coming through to slice and dice in front of him, Barrett lost his concentration and traveled turnover number three on the Miners. So with 1:27 to go here in the first quarter, Hillsboro has the ball and a three-point lead. It'll come in to Drake Vogel, 5'11 sophomore. Quick start, 8 points early in the quarter, and he's kind of settled in now. Hadn't looked for his shot. Now he will. Off the front iron, no good. Barrett comes up. No, Barrett gives it up to Robbins, who brings it down. Robbins going to force the issue, go to the hole. It won't go. Vogel comes away with the rebound. They've got numbers going the other way. Vogel going to slice and dice through the lane, and as he does, he's going to get fouled, but they're going to say the foul occurred before he got in a shooting motion. Barrett will pick up the foul. That will be his first. Ian Malloy, a 6'2 sophomore, coming into the lineup for HHS at the 103 mark. Teakin gets the ball in as he'll get it in to Matouche. Matouche spins to the hole, off the glass, too strong. Cravagna comes up with the rebound over on the backside. He'll swing it down to the side to Gill, fire a three, round the rim it goes, and out. Down to 45 seconds to go. The Toppers wanting to go down quickly, and as they do, they give the ball up on a shot and a miss and a Gillespie rebound. Now as the Miners try to bring it back down the floor, it's deflected out of bounds. It'll be GHS ball with 40 seconds to go. 10-7. Vogel with the inbounds pass. Vogel going to dribble all the way around the perimeter. Now his pass is deflected by Cravagna and goes out of bounds. It will be Toppers ball with 30 seconds to go. They lead 10-7. They'll say, let's take it out on the baseline. Teakin will trigger it in to Matouche. Back to Teakin. Teakin picks up his dribble, gives it to Matouche in the corner. They'll go inside to Malloy. Malloy back to Matouche. Matouche to Teakin, stop and pop from 14, rolls off the front of the rim. Will not drop through firing. Cravagna comes up with the rebound. 12 seconds to go. He'll give to Zinner, then get it back. They'll pull out with 8 seconds to go. Clock running. Cravagna looking for a screen, looking for a shot. Vogel got a hand on it. Now the ball's going free with 2 seconds to go. A long shot off the glass and no good. So after one quarter of play, our scoreboard reads Hillsboro 10, Gillespie 7. Don't go away. We'll be back with the second quarter after these messages on WSMI. Cravagna will trigger it in to Gill. He gives it up to Barrett. He'll set the offense up between the circles. Over to Zinner on the right wing. Inside it goes to Cravagna. He powers his way through and gets his shot to drop. Anthony Cravagna with a good power move to the basket. Gives him 6 points. Makes this a three-point game. Hillsboro up 14-11. Hillsboro with the ball. Matouche drives to the free throw line and kicks it in the corner to Andre. Andre, who was saddled with those two fouls, set out a great deal of the first quarter. He's back in there now, sitting with 2 points. Vogel was the one who had the hot hand in the first quarter with 2 threes and a couple of free throws. He has 8 points to lead the way. Andre loses control of the ball as he goes to the basket. But there's the big guy, Malloy, once again coming up with a loose ball and a bucket. The big man showing some finesse as well as power as he was falling, but the ball was going up to the bucket. He got enough on it to pick up his 4th point of the game. Makes it 16-11. Barrett brings it up top to Cravagna. Cravagna gives it back to Barrett. Down to 5 minutes we go here in the second quarter. Barrett with a bounce pass to Zinner over on the wing. They'll skip it across to Gill. Now go into Cravagna. Off the glass. No, it won't go. Ottersberg pulls it off the boards and puts it back in. Nice spin move by Alex Ottersberg, the 6'1 senior. Gets his first 2 points of the game. Makes it a 3-point game once again. Matouche going to skip it. They'll get back around to Andre. He'll stop and pop from 10. Can't get it to go. Zinner takes care of the rebound. Back the other way, he'll get it to Barrett. Barrett thought about stepping back for a three. Only problem is you really need to take at least one dribble when you move both feet like that. Malloy's going to have a seat. Matush is going to have a seat as well as Belliver comes back into the ball game, and McMillan, re-enters for the Toppers as well. So it is Tekin with the ball, gives it over on the wing to Smail. Smail back to Tekin. Tekin looking for Dillon, cutting on the baseline. He gets the ball out in the back in the right corner. He'll skip it back to Smail over on the left side. They'll go back up top for Tekin. Tekin into the lane, a little bit of traffic there. Zinner got a hand on it, but Andre was able to control. Back up to the elbow to Tekin, and he fires in from the elbow for a nice J. Give him two for Jace, his first 2 points of the game. Makes it 18-13 as we're halfway through quarter number two. Toppers with a five-point lead. The Miners with the ball. Gill out between the circles on the dribble. He'll give it up to Barrett. Barrett almost lost it, but he'll now dish it off to Cravagna. As Cravagna went to switch directions, he's called for the travel. Five turnovers on the Miners, and the Toppers leading 18-13 will inbound and head the other way. They're decked out in their white uniforms with those orange numerals, black and orange trim. The Miners, on the other hand, they're in their black uniforms with the orange numerals and the orange and white trim. Smail for three. Offline, Ottersberg comes up with the rebound. You guessed it, folks. There's a lot of orange and black in the house tonight. Zinner's going to fire one up baseline over on the right side. Matush comes down with it. He'll tip it off to Smail. Smail's going to zigzag through the defense and a nice pass ahead to Andre, but Andre could not quite hang on to it. It'll go out of bounds. Turnover on the Toppers. I have that down as their first turnover of the game. Zinner's going to get a well-deserved break as Brock Fredericks will replace him in the minor lineup. Dillon is also going to get a breather as McCamick back in the ballgame. So it's McCamick in there with Belliver and Vogel along with Tekin. And the Miners going to try to do a little dribble drive on that weave. They're having trouble hanging on to the ball. Ottersberg sets it. They'll give it back to the guard. And a three-point shot by Brock Fredericks gets bottom of the net. So Fredericks, the 5'6 junior, spotted up over on the left side, back the other way. Vogel tries to answer. It's an air ball. Cravagna comes away with the rebound. He's going to give it off to Fredericks. Fredericks this time is a little bit short on that shot. It caught front iron, or near iron, shall we say. Back the other way, Tekin's going to stop and pop from 10. It won't go. Cravagna comes up with the rebound. Tried the lead pass. It was deflected. Ottersberg saved it. Got it off to Barrett. Barrett off the glass. No good. Up on the rebound. Shots up. No good. Second shot's up. And good. This time it's Ottersberg who puts it back in for his fourth point of the game. Ties this one up 18-18 with 2 minutes to go till halftime. Toppers are going to take their time, settle things down as we go inside 2 minutes. Vogel gets a screen. He'll drive. He'll stop. He'll pop. Too long, too strong. Went off the left side. Gill with the rebound ahead to Barrett. Barrett almost stepped out of bounds. Coach Vanzo had him guarded if he tried to go any further. Instead, he'll pass off to Fredericks. Fredericks is heading to the basket, and he gets sandwiched between two toppers. Take your pick. Who do you want to call it on? I think it'll go against Belliver. Belliver will pick up his first 15 foul. And so it'll be Miner's ball. He'll toss it in to Barrett. He thought about a three. Instead, now he'll drive to the hole off the glass. It won't go. Zinner with a nice rebound. Put back. It won't go. They're still fighting for the ball. And now the Toppers come down with it as Matush passes it out to Tekin. Tekin over to the far side to McCamick. McCamick's shot will not go. Back the other way come the Miners as Cravagna leading this racehorse attack. Off the glass, no good. Zinner trying to get hold of it. It's tipped out, and Matush comes away with it for HHS. He'll give it off to Vogel. Vogel's going to spin around a defender. Now a little bit of scoop, and Vogel with the layup. Put two scoops on that cone. His 10th point of the night gives the Toppers a 20-18 lead as we go into the final minute of the first half. Cravagna. Gives it off to Zinner. Zinner spins. Foul on the floor. They're going to say Mechanic got him before he got into shooting mode. That will be Mechanic's first foul. As Malloy will come back in, he will replace Mechanic in the topper lineup. And Bobby Robbins going to come in to replace Barrett for GHS. 16 fouls, no shooting foul there, so Cravagna will inbound it to Fredericks. He'll drive into the lane, finger rolls up, and it's good. Brock Fredericks has a three, now a two, give him five, and it's 20-20 as we head to the final 40 seconds. Tekin going the other way, gets stopped there by Zinner. However, the rebound is put back by Matush. It's up, and it's good. Matush has come up with a couple of field goals here in the second quarter. Give him 4 points, give the Toppers a two-point lead. It's 22-20 as Robbins takes the ball back out top. He'll look up at the clock and see how much time's left, and they may play for the final shot of the half. Robbins, a 5'7 senior, dribbling out between the circles, gives it up to Zinner. Zinner's going to pass it over on the wing to Fredericks. He's going to try a three. It came up too short. As the ball bounces, it came up and hit Robbins right in the chest and goes out of bounds. And so with 5 seconds to go, Andre will replace Malloy in the topper lineup. Barrett will replace Fredericks as we have an offensive-defensive switch. You want to get Dylan in there for the last second of the game, as well as getting Nick in there too. And a travel, but he called on Vogel as he tried to cross over. Only the second turnover of the half on Hillsboro. Now Malloy comes back into the game. I think they're going to let him come in. Yes, they will. And Fredericks will come in as well. 2 seconds showing on the clock. 22-20 is the score. Miners will inbound in front of the stage at midcourt. To Barrett, he'll fire one from beyond midcourt. It doesn't catch anything except the cheerleader at the other end. We have come to halftime, and after two periods of play, it is Hillsboro 22, Gillespie 20. We'll take this break and be back with the halftime stuff after these messages on WSMI. WSMI is where you want to be on Friday night. It's also where you want to be on Saturday, as tomorrow morning we'll have Sports Saturday coming your way at 9.02 a.m., and that will be a time in which we will custom discuss all of the games from throughout Mid-Illinois that took place tonight. Then tomorrow afternoon we'll bring you a girls' basketball game. Carlinville at Staunton comes your way live at 1:30 on WSMI FM 106 and also on WSMIRadio.com. The Fighting Illini, they're going to be on the air. They'll be over on WAOX 105.3 The Ox. Rutgers at Illinois, live broadcast coming your way at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Once again, that's on WAOX 105.3. As we take this time to look at the individual scoring here in the first half, the Gillespie Miners, who fell behind 10-7 in the first quarter, they come up with a 13-12 advantage in quarter number two. So they trail now here at halftime by only 2 points. Looking at their scoring, Anthony Cravagna, the 6'1 senior, leads the way with 6 points. Then it's Frankie Barrett with five, Brock Fredericks off the bench with five, and Alex Ottersberg with four. Quarters of 7 and 13, the Miners are 1-for-2 from the free throw line in the first half, and they have committed 5 turnovers. For the Hillsboro Hilltoppers, they had a 10-7 lead after one quarter. They were outscored 13-12 in the second quarter, and they see that lead stand at 2, 22-20, with 3 minutes left to go here in our halftime juncture. Looking at the individual shooting for the Hilltoppers, Drake Vogel started off with a hot first quarter as he scored 8 on 2 threes and 2 free throws. He added a field goal in the second quarter, Vogel leading the way for the Toppers with 10 points. Then it's 4 points for Gavin Matush and 4 points off the bench for Ian Malloy, 2 points for Jace Tekin, and 2 points for Nick Andre. So the Toppers had quarters of 10 and 12. They have committed 2 turnovers. And at halftime, they are 2-for-4 from the free throw line. And so it is. Gillespie and Hillsboro locked up in a tight one, just as we thought it would be. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have third quarter action coming your way on WSMI. Megan Cordy, our producer, back at the studio. I'm Gary Boker, setting up here on the stage. Third quarter action about ready to get underway here as Gillespie will get the ball to start the third quarter. They trail by two, 22-20, as these two teams look ahead. Gillespie has road dates next Tuesday at South County and next Friday at Bunker Hill. For the Hillsboro Hilltoppers, they'll be taking on North Mac next Tuesday. We're ready to get things going here in the third quarter as Barrett with the ball tries to get it into Zinner. Poke check by Malloy. Zinner will tap the ball back out to Barrett and will reset. Off to Ottersberger goes. Oh, nice backdoor cut by Gill. And Billy Gill gets his first 2 points of the game on a very sharp-looking backdoor cut. Ties this one up at 22-22. Ottersberg almost had the steal, got in the passing lane, but could not quite control it. So the Toppers will inbound right here in front of the stage. They'll get it in to Malloy. Malloy to Andre, thought about a three. Zinner covers him up, so they'll reverse back to Tekin. Now it goes off on the wing to Matush into Andre, who loses the handle, and it goes out of bounds. So the ball will go back over to the Miners. We're heading the other way here in the second half. Barrett to Zinner to Barrett. Layup off the glass is good. The give and go work to perfection. And Barrett gets his 7th point of the game. He gives the Miners the lead for the first time tonight. They're up 24-22. Toppers walk the ball down the floor. Vogel to Matush. Matush to the lane, to the basket, 2 points. Gavin Matush gets the 2 points to tie this one up at 24. Back the other way goes the Miners. Three-pointer by Cravagna, bottom of the net. Cravagna well beyond the three-point line, picks up his first three, gives him 9 points. Gives Gillespie the lead. Tekin going to drive the baseline. Stop and pop from 12, and it's good. Jace Tekin with his 4th points of the game. Makes it 27-26. Miners with a 1-point lead and the ball. To Gill. Down to Zinner in the corner. Zinner back up to Gill for a long three. Caught the glass, but not the iron. Back the other way comes the Toppers. Ball is tipped. Matush gains control of it. Gives it to Tekin, thought about driving into the baseline. It's closed off, so he'll reverse and give to Andre. Andre will drive the right side off the glass, and good. Nick Andre with his 2nd bucket of the night. Give him 4 points. Give the Toppers a 1-point lead, 28-27. Cravagna on the dribble at the 5:30 mark. Try to get to Zinner. There's Malloy with the steal. Now his pass ahead is deflected and taken back by Cravagna. So a turnover each way nets the Miners the ball once again. Barrett with a baseline drive. He went with authority and went down hard, but the basket counts. Give him 9 points as he comes up and says, I'm okay. Back the other way, Vogel with a little J from the elbow. Derek Vogel with his 12th point of the night makes it 30-29. Seesaw affair going back and forth. Now it's the Toppers who have a 1-point lead. Cravagna wants to drive. Cravagna goes baseline left. He gets fouled in the shot. Active shooting, and I believe that's going to go against Andre. Andre's going to pick up his 3rd, and it's going to send Cravagna to the basket to shoot 2. Both teams doing a good job of driving hard to the basket. This sends Cravagna to the free throw line to see if he can tie this one up. He does. His 4th point of the quarter, his 10th point of the game. Anthony Cravagna will eye a second one. He'll try a second one. He'll buy a second one. And just like that, it's Miners back on top, 31-30. Vogel on the dribble, gets a screen from Malloy and Matush. into Andre in the corner for three. Bottom of the net. Nick Andre starting to heat up over there on the right side. That jumper gives him 5.25, 7 in the game, makes it 33-31. Hillsborough with the lead. Back up top, it goes to Zinner. He tries to go inside to Gravagna. He'll kick it back out to Barrett for three. This one rattles around. The basket went in, and there was a push-off on the Miners underneath.
Basket counts. Foul on the Miners, number three. Foul
okay.
Ottersburg.
So Ottersburg's going to get the basket to Barrett. And now they're trying to decide, was it two or three? I guess they're going to give it three now because it's 34-33, Gillespie with the lead. We shall see how that goes. As Andre down on the dribble loses control, it goes out of bounds off of him. So they did, in fact, give him a three on that last shot. So for Gravagna, that's 7 points in the quarter, and that's 12 points for the game. Now we got some substitutions. Andre's coming out of the ball game as Belliver re-enters the lineup. Smale's in there as well. Try a backdoor cut to Gill. It's deflected. They're going to say last touch by Gillespie. So Hillsborough will inbound with 3:52 to go. And the Miners have a one-point lead. It's 34-33. Tekin enters the pass. Gets it in to Belliver. Back to Tekin. His shot comes up short. Fighting for the rebound is Matush. Matush is going to be fouled by Ottersburg. Ottersburg's going to say, I waved, but I didn't catch anything. The referee's not going to agree with him, and they're going to send Gavin Matush to the free throw line to shoot two. He pleaded his case, but to no avail. On Ottersburg, that'll be his third foul, two of them coming here in the third quarter. Matush, first free throw is good. Zinner will replace Ottersburg in the lineup. Now Tekin will have a seat as he'll be replaced by Dylan McCamick for Coach Joe Vanzel. Matush with his second free throw. Bends those knees, eyes it, tries it, can't buy it. It caught off back iron. They'll go the other way, will the Miners. Give and go to Barrett, and he loses control as he got the ball back. He's in the corner. Now he'll swing it back out to Cravagna. Cravagna to Gill. He'll fire a three. Bottom of the net. Billy Gill. Give him a three to go along with a two. He has five, and it's 37-34. Miners with the lead. Now the toppers come down and throw it out of bounds. And so with that, Coach Vanzel said, I think we need a timeout. 3:15 to go, third quarter. Gillespie 37, Hillsborough 34. Back after these messages on WSMI. Megan Cordy, our producer, back at the studio. As the Miners will inbound and take down and work a little dribble weave. Off it goes to Fredericks. Now the three-point shot in the corner by Cravagna. It will not go. Ball is going to be deflected, going out of bounds, last touch by GHS. So the toppers with 3:01 to go here in the third quarter, they will bring the ball in. And let's see, Matush and Vogel going to get a seat now. As McCamick's in there with Smale, Tekin, Belliver, and Andre. Going up to high post is McCamick. They didn't hit him. Instead, they'll go to Andre, who drives the lane off the glass, and good. Nick Andre with a nice drive from the right side. Put that one off the glass. 7 in the quarter, 9 in the game for Andre. We're down to the 2:30 mark. And Gillespie still clinging to what is now a one-point lead. Gill gives it off to Cravagna. Cravagna over on the left side. He's going to look inside for Zinner, who takes it off the glass. Nope, caught the bottom of the iron. think they're going to call a jump ball there, as it looked like Fredericks did a good job of getting his hands in there. But the arrow favors Hillsboro, so they'll get the ball with 2:20 to go, and they'll flip that arrow over to Gillespie. Toppers trailing by one. Teakin with the ball up top to Andre over on the right wing. Teakin going to drive the lane, kick it out to Smale. He'll fire at three. Little long, little strong. Cut the backside iron and down to the hands of Billy Gill. Back go the Miners the other way. Cravagna. Back it goes to Fredericks. Fredericks into the corner. They have no idea what happened down there. Young man standing right here in the way. But whatever it was a turnover on the Miners, as the Toppers will get the ball back. So with 1:50 to go, trailing by one, the Toppers will come this way. Teakin with the ball to Smale. Smale missed a three there just a second ago, so instead he'll give it off to Belliver. Belliver back to Smale. Skip pass to Andre. Andre gives it up to Teakin. Teakin goes inside to Belliver. Back to Andre for the baseline jumper. No good. Tipped away and right into the hands of the Miners. A lead pass to Barrett off the glass and good. Frankie Barrett was in the right place at the right time. Don't look now, but he's put together a 9-point quarter, and the Toppers come down and travel for their sixth turnover of the game. As I was saying, Barrett has put together a 9-point quarter. He has 14 points, and the Miners have a 3-point lead. 39-36. Gillespie with the ball. They'll go over to the far corner. Shots up off the iron. No good. Fighting for the rebound. Smale going to get called for a reach-in foul. And on Dillon, that will be his third. Matush will come back into the ball game as McCamick will have a seat. Vogel will replace Smale in the lineup. Exactly 1 minute left in quarter number three. 39-36, Miners with the lead and the ball. They'll take it into Zinner. Zinner at the elbow, turns, shoots, comes up short. Coming up with the rebound is Matush. He'll lead past to Vogel, who'll go behind his back, stop and pop 14. It won't go. They try to tip the ball free. Barrett comes down with it. He's headed down the floor quickly. Now he's going to stop. Thought about taking the shot. Instead, he'll go back to Gill. Gill's shot didn't go out of bounds. I thought it did. Now coming up with the rebound is Andre. And Andre is going to be mugged there. Somebody smacked him pretty good. He went to the floor hard. There was a mass of bodies, shall we say. They're going to call that one on Blake Zinner, as there was some hot and heavy action there. They were getting after it underneath the basket. Got a little bit too hard there. As the foul is called, now we'll resume play. To Vogel, his shot rolls around and won't go down. Come back the other way. It is Miner's ball, as it was deflected out of bounds by Matush. And so Fredericks will inbound to Cravagna. Inside 15 seconds we go here in the third quarter. 39-36, Gillespie with the lead and the ball. And they will wait for the last shot of the third quarter. Cravagna to Zinner. Zinner, a little hard off the glass, will not go. Goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the Toppers. So Gillespie, with that three-point lead, they'll have an opportunity to run an inbounds play under their own basket. But before they do, Coach Schultes wants to take a timeout. As he takes a timeout, we will too. You're listening to WSMI. The Miners will inbound, trying to toss it into Zinner. It's going to be deflected, and the ball, before it goes out of bounds, the horn will sound to end the third quarter. After three quarters of play here at Hillsboro High School, on a night in which they commemorated the school history 1,500 basketball wins, but here the Miners have the lead going into the fourth quarter. It's Gillespie 39, Hillsboro 36. Back after these messages on WSMI. Megan Cordy, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker. Gillespie will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. They'll get it in to Brock Fredericks. Fredericks dribbling between the circles, sets the offense up. Over on the wing it goes to Cravagna. Cravagna going to dribble back to the free throw line. He'll stop and pop for the jumper. It won't go. On the floor, they're diving for the ball, and it's squirted out of the scrum. Back the other way, Teakin going. And Teakin is going to get the basket and the bruise, I do believe. They'll count that basket, and they'll call that foul on Brock Frederick. That will be his first foul. Tekin gets two, misses the free throw. Zinner comes away with the rebound. 39-38, Gillespie with a one-point lead still. Frederick's setting the offense up between the circles. Looking to drive into the lane. He goes all the way through, shoots it long and strong, goes right across the rim. Kind of a handy overshot from left to right. Now Andre the other way to Vogel for three. Can't get it to go as that one caught on the back iron. And now Cravania looked like he was about to travel. And now as they're going for the ball, Cravania with an undercut is going to pick up the foul right here in front of us. So Anthony will pick up his first. Fifth team foul against Gillespie. Fredericks will have a seat as Ottersburg will re-enter the lineup. Alex with those three fouls. As Tekin will inbound the ball right in front of us. He'll give it off to Vogel and then get it back. He'll give it back to Vogel and they'll go to the other side to Andre. Andre's going to stop and pop from 15. Something affected his shot. He gets the rebound and puts it back in. Nick Andre in double figures now with 11. And all of a sudden, Hillsboro's come all the way back and they're in the lead by 1 point with 6:45 to go. Zinner looking for a backdoor cutter. It's not open, so he'll give the ball out to Cravania. Cravania lost the handle, but he regained. Now he'll stop, pop. It'll roll around and won't go down. There's Andre to come up with the rebound. 6:35 to go, fourth quarter. Hillsboro with a 40-39 lead. This has been a closely fought affair all night long, just as we thought it would be. Matush with the ball to Andre, thought about a three. Passes it up, reverses it over on this side to Tekin. Tekin looks for Malloy low. Instead, he'll go to Matush high. Back to Matush it goes. He's cutting down the lane. He's stopped there by Zinner. He'll try to drive around. A little left-hand finger roll. No good, but Andre comes up with a rebound for three. Nope. He knew as soon as he let it go it wasn't good. Vogel comes up with a rebound. He gets pushed away as he's trying to get the ball. Zinner's going to get a call for a push. Quite honestly, Blake Zinner was just trying to find the ball in that mass of humanity, and he can't understand why he got called on the foul, but he does, and that will be on Blake. That will be his third. So with 5:59 to go, Hillsboro leading by one will inbound under their own basket. Tekin looking, still looking, got it to Matush, back to Tekin. He'll drive the lane, gives it off to Malloy, open underneath. Oh, rolls off the rim, will not go. This time, Zinner knew what he did. He crawled over the top and got called for foul number four. He just simply got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. That'll send Gavin Matush to the free throw line to shoot the one, and Zinner will have a seat as returning to the minor lineup will be Brock Fredericks. Matush, who is one for four from the charity stripe tonight, Malloy will have a seat as he will be replaced by Brock Belliver. Now, with all that having taken place, Matush says, give me that ball. As he shoots and makes the free throw, Belliver enters the lane, so the violation negates the basket. It'll go as a turnover on the toppers, and Gillespie will get the ball back at the 4:56 mark. It's one of those unforced errors that you hate to see happen. Barrett with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Up top it'll go to Fredericks. Fredericks being guarded by Andre, who backs off a little bit now. Cravania giving screens there at the head of the key for the guard to go left or right as he chooses. Now they'll go inside. The ball is deflected. Goes out of or outside. Fredericks came up with the ball. It's going to be last touched by the Miners, and Coach Shoulders is asking why, or how, rather, did Brock Fredericks end up flat on the floor? Somebody pushed him, didn't they? The referee said, it's a no call. We'll play on. So with 5:10 to go, the Toppers have a one-point lead and the ball. Vogel holding it. Spike line of the volleyball court. Inside it'll go to Belliver. Back up top to Vogel. Vogel to Tekin. Tekin going to throw in a corner, and Ottersburg with a good job there. Knifed in, got a hand in the passing lane, knocked it out of bounds right in front of me. Thank goodness it didn't have any more height on it. Fogle will take the inbounds pass from Teakin, and we hit the 450 mark. Topper still leading by one. Matus with the ball. Matus gives it off to Teakin. Teakin's going to go up between the circles and then give it over to Vogel. Vogel's going to drive in, give it off to Teakin. Teakin at the free throw line extended to Matus. Back to Vogel on the backside. He'll stop. He'll pop. It'll ravel around. It won't go down. On the rebound is Andre. Andre's shot will not go, but he'll go to the free throw line as he was hacked in the act. That foul is going to go on Alex Ottersberg. So Ottersberg has four. Zinner has four. Andre to the free throw line for the first time tonight. He'll shoot a pair. He eyes the first, tries the first, and buys the first. An even dozen for Andre tonight. Barrett wants to re-enter the lineup. He'll replace Ottersberg, who'll sit down with those four fouls. And Andre will get ready for his second one. Nick going to eye it again, going to try it again, going to buy it again. So he's 2 for 2 from the charity stripe tonight. Got 4 and a quarter, 13 points in the game. Toppers are up by 3 with 4:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. Cravagno, he found an opening, and he takes it to the hole. Shot's going to drop, and he's going to go to the free throw line to attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Teakin will pick up his first foul. Cravagno to the free throw line, looking to complete a three-point play. He has 13 points, looking for 14 as he eyes it and tries it and buys it. So just like that, we're knotted at 42. 4:15 to go in the fourth quarter, 42-42. These two played a close game at the Carlinville Holiday Tournament back in late December, a game which the Toppers ended up winning 60-51. Andre's going to kick it out to Vogel. Vogel's going to drive around the lane or the top of the key, give it off to Teakin. Teakin back to Vogel over on the right side. Matus trying to post up. Good defense being played there by Anthony Rivas. Andre's going to go baseline. Shots off the iron. No good. Putback is up. No good. Fighting for it. They're going to say last touch by the Miners. So the Toppers had two good looks inside. Couldn't get either one to fall. They'll maintain possession as Teakin will inbound. He'll trigger it under his own basket. Gets it into Belliver. Stings it back out to Andre. Andre saved it from going across the midcourt line. Now he's going to drive into the lane. Has a poke check from behind. As he passes it, it goes out of bounds for turnover number 8. Good hands there by Frankie Barrett. As a couple substitutions coming in there. As it looked like we're going to have a timeout as well. 3:33 to go here in the fourth quarter. 42-42 is our score. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. Megan Cordy, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker up here on the stage. We're down to 3.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. We haven't proven a thing. It's still tied, just as it was when we started the game. 42-42. Fredericks with the dribble. Picks it up. He started dribbling again. They wanted a double dribble, but the referee said no, that ball was slapped, so therefore he was afforded the opportunity. He'll pass the ball over on the far side, and it'll go out of bounds. And so Hillsborough will get the ball back anyway, but the referee made the correct call as the ball was tapped. He didn't restart his dribble immediately, but he had that opportunity because the ball was tapped out of his possession. You know me. I don't think the officials ever make a mistake. In all honesty, they were right on that one, that's for sure. Andre to the hole! And good, Nick Andre. Sliceman, Dyson, baseline right, off the glass and good, 44-42. Hillsborough, 2:44 to go in the fourth quarter. Cravagna wants to drive, but Malloy's there in his way. Now he'll drive right on by him, and as he does, he puts up the shot off the backboard. It goes too strong. Back the other way, it goes to Teakin. Teakin charging into the lane, and Cravagna saw him coming, and he said, I'm going to draw the charge here, and he does. Good job by getting set there by Anthony Cravagna. He draws the charge, which also is turnover number 9 on HHS, and so the Miners get the ball back. See that guy sitting like that? You cannot challenge him. You got to stop and pop or slide out of the way. In any event, Gillespie gets the ball back. To Zinner it goes over on the right wing. Looks up top for Billy Gill. Gill holds the ball high over his head, looking for cutters inside. Nothing there. Cravagna right around the defense to the hole and good. Anthony Cravagna with his fifth point of the quarter, his 16th point of the game. 4-4, 4-4. That's our score. To Matush at the free throw line as we go inside the final 2 minutes. Matush brings it out between the circles, gives it off to Vogel. Vogel to Tekin. Tekin looking for Malloy, who's posting up low. Now they'll go to the corner to Andre. Andre deep in the corner, doesn't have a shot. So Coach Vanzo says, perhaps we need to take a timeout and get our act together. 104 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 44-44 is our score. We'll take a break and be back after these messages on WSMI. This game will conclude our doubleheader of Friday night boys basketball. Hope you enjoyed the Lincolnwood-Nokomis game first. And I know you're enjoying this one as Gillespie and Hillsboro locked up in a close one, 44-44, 1:44 to go, fourth quarter. Want to remind you, Spotlight on Sports comes your way early in the morning, tomorrow morning at 7:30. We'll give you the scores. Then at 9:02, Sports Saturday comes your way. And girls basketball coming your way as well. Carlinville at Staunton live tomorrow at 1:30. Rutgers at Illinois at 10 o'clock. Live at 10 o'clock on WAOX 105.3, The Ox. And so Hillsboro will inbound, and Andre will go into the lane. He'll stop, and he'll pop, and he'll get the shot to drop. And Andre's bucket gives the Toppers a two-point lead, and Coach Vanzo takes a timeout. We'll take a timeout, too. You're listening to WSMI. Following the timeout, Gillespie will inbound and go the length of the floor. They're heading down to the north end or going from left to right as we look down on the action from the stage. Clock starts as we head down to 125 and counting. 46-44 is the Hillsboro lead. Fredericks gives the ball off to Zinner. Zinner trying to find Cravagna in low, but he's covered up, so he'll go to Barrett between the circles. Andre guarding him, going to be a blocking foul called on Andre.
Foul on the Toppers, number 11, Nick.
That will be his fourth. Fifth team foul, so Gillespie. Will inbound with 1:12 to go. They'll get it in. Trying to get the ball to Zinner. He's going to be fouled from behind by Matush. Gavin's going to pick up his first. That'll be the 16th foul. Still no free throws, but they will be in the bonus after the inbound here, will the Gillespie Miners. Topper's already in the bonus. Zinner gets the inbounds pass. He goes baseline. He gets shot to drop and draws the foul. Good power move on the baseline by Blake Zinner. Matush is going to pick up the foul. That will be his second. Did not seal off the baseline, and a center made him pay as his basket ties this up at 46 with 105 left. He'll get an attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play as he eyes it. He tries it. He can't buy it. Off front iron. Matush with the rebound. To Tekin. Back down in the corner. It goes to Vogel. Vogel drives baseline. Out to Andre, baseline three, off the iron, no good. Cravagna comes up with a big rebound. He's being double-teamed in the backcourt with 50 seconds to go. Coach Schulte says, let's take a timeout, as he wants to make sure everybody's on the same page. 50.9 seconds to go, fourth quarter, 46-46. It'll be Gillespie's ball when we come back. You're listening to WSMI. Megan Cordy is our producer. Tonight's doubleheader. Hope you've enjoyed both games. Lincolnwood at Nokomis in game one. Gillespie here at Hillsboro in game two. To reset, there's 50.9 seconds showing on the fourth quarter clock. We're tied 46-46. Gillespie will have the ball. Brock Fredericks is going to inbound to Barrett. Frankie Barrett, the 6'1 senior. Being guarded by Nick Andre. Gets the ball out to Zinner over on the left wing. Clock rolling inside 40. Back it goes to Barrett. Barrett holding the ball high, looking for cutters. Nobody's open, so now he'll take it on the dribble. And then, as he tries to throw it, it hits the referee, who didn't know whether he was in the field floor or on the out of bounds, so he let him play on. Andre comes up with the steal, and he takes it to the hole. Nick Andre made the most of the situation. I think everybody kind of thought that, that was Tekin who made the play on that. Jace gets the bucket, and he'll get the free throw, and he'll make it. And so now it is the Toppers who have taken the lead, 49-46, with 20 seconds to go. It's going to be up to Cravagna to stop and pop from 10, and he does. He gets the shot to drop, and they get a quick timeout. So far, Cravagna, 7 points in the quarter, 18 points on the game. 14 seconds left, 14.8 seconds left. The Toppers will have the ball and a 1-point lead when we come back. You're listening to WSMI. Megan Cordy, our producer. I'm Gary Boker up here on the stage. 14.8 seconds showing on the clock. Gillespie going to set their defense, probably going to try for a steal and then a foul. They have committed 9 team fouls, so it'll be a 2-shot foul. But first of all, they want to see if they can get the ball. Inbounds, it comes to Matush, and Ottersberg is going to foul him, and Alex is going to pick up his 5th foul. I don't think he wanted to do that, but he had to get the clock stopped, so he didn't have a whole lot of opportunity to do anything else. That's going to send Gavin Matush to the free throw line. It's the 10th team foul, so he's going to shoot 2. Last time he was here, there was a violation by Brock Belliver in the lane that negated his made free throw. He'll get 2 here, with the Toppers leading by 1. First one's up, and it's good. 8 points on the game for Gavin Matush, but this may be the biggest free throw of the game, as he'll get set to eye the second one, to try the second one, and buy the second one. That one was nothing but net. Now Cravagna bring it down quickly. They've got to look for a 3 into the corner. It goes to Fredericks. He'll launch it up. It comes up short. Zinner going to have the shot that'll roll in, and they'll get a timeout. So Blake Zinner gets a finger roll to go in for his 4th point of the game, makes it 51-50, and with 1.7 seconds to go, Gillespie gets a timeout. It'll be Topper ball when we come back. You're listening to WSMI. 51 points on the board for the Toppers, 50 on the board for the Miners. When these two teams played back in late December in the third place game of the Carlinville Holiday Tournament, one team had 51 points then. That was not enough for a win, as Hillsboro defeated Gillespie 60-51. Tonight, 51-50. Miners have already broken the huddle. They've got to have a quick steal and an immediate foul if they cannot make the steal. The Toppers, they need to get it inbounds and see if they can get away from the defense. They'll be allowed to run the baseline as Tekin inbounds. It's going to be a pass coming off in the corner to Andre, and Andre is going to be fouled by Gill with 7/10 of a second to go. Billy Gill will pick up his first, will walk the length of the floor, and Nick Andre, who is 2 for 2 from the free throw line tonight, he will shoot 2 more here, 7/10 of a second, his team leading by 1 point. First free throw's up. It hits the back iron and goes off. He'll get another one. As Andre on the night has 17 points, looking for number 18. He found it. 7/10 of a second to go. They'll inbound to Cravagna. He'll launch it. It comes up short, and the Hillsboro Hilltoppers survive this one 52-50 over the Gillespie Miners. A very well-played game by both teams, and I'm telling you what, this big crowd, they were treated to an outstanding high school basketball game tonight. Our final score, Hillsboro 52, Gillespie 50. We'll be back to recap after these messages on WSMI. On a night in which the IBCA celebrated and commemorated 1,500 wins for Hillsboro High School. Well, they can chalk up another thrilling victory for the Toppers here tonight as they defeat the Gillespie Miners 52-50, a game that saw Hillsboro break out to a 10-7 lead after one quarter. They led by two at halftime. In the third quarter, Gillespie outscored Hillsboro 19-14 to take a three-point lead into the final quarter, but the Toppers outscored the Miners 16-11 to win this one in a heartbeat, 52-50. As we take a look, first of all, at the Gillespie Miners' individual scoring, the Miners dropped to 5-12 on the season. They're 1-2 in conference play. They were led by Anthony Cravagna, the 6'1 senior, with 18 points. Then it was Frankie Barrett, the 6'1 senior, with 14 points. Then 5 points for Brock Fredericks off the bench, 5 points for Billy Gill, 4 points for Blake Zinner, and 4 points for Alex Ottersberg. Quarters of 7, 13, 19, and 11. The Miners were 4-for-6 from the free throw line and committed but 10 turnovers on the night, unofficially. A very outstanding game for the Miners, who go down to defeat. See their overall season record drop to 5-12, 1-2 in South Central Conference play. Next week, the Miners continue with their road journey. They'll be at South County next Tuesday. They'll be at Bunker Hill next Friday. For the victorious Hillsboro Hilltoppers, who pick up their fifth win of the season, and I believe they're on a three-game winning streak, according to Coach Vanzo, they are now 5-11 on the season and 1-2 in conference play. Looking at their individual scoring, Nick Andre picked up early fouls in the first quarter and had to be seated for quite a bit. Had only 2 points at halftime, but he finishes with a team-high 18 points and leads the way for the Toppers in victory tonight. Also in double figures, Drake Vogel, who had a big first quarter, hitting a couple of threes and a couple of free throws. He had 8 points in that first quarter and finishes with 12 points, does Drake Vogel. Then it was 9 points each for Gavin Matush and also for Jace Teakin. And the final 4 points coming off the bench, the big 6'2 sophomore, Ian Malloy, showed he had something to contribute to this ball game as he finished with 4 points. Quarters of 10, 12, 14, and 16. They continued to improve offensively each quarter. The Toppers had 9 turnovers on the game. They were 9-for-14 from the free throw line, but more importantly, they were 6-for-8 in that critical fourth quarter, and that helped them secure the victory 52-50 over the Gillespie Miners tonight. Well, that's going to about do it from here at Hillsboro High School. We want to remind you that tomorrow morning, Sports Saturday comes your way at 9:02 on FM 106. A girls' contest comes your way tomorrow afternoon as Carlinville heads to Staunton. The Lady Cavaliers taking on the Lady Bulldogs. We'll have that game coming your way live at 1:30 on WSMI FM 106.1 and on WSMIRadio.com. Then tomorrow morning, over on the Ox, Rutgers is at Illinois. The live broadcast comes your way at 10 a.m. on WAOX 105.3, the Ox. But for here, for now, our Friday night is concluded with the Hillsboro Hilltoppers lasting longer than the Gillespie Miners, eking this one out 52-50. We want to take this opportunity to thank all the fine folks here at Hillsboro High School for their hospitality. Of course, thanks to all of our sponsors, without whom we would not be able to bring you these high school broadcasts. And, of course, thank you to you fans for listening in. Special thanks goes back to the studio to Megan Cordy for producing tonight's game. One final time, our final score here from Hillsboro High School. Hillsboro, 52. Gillespie, 50. Gary Boker saying so long from the hard court.